All right, so let's review the Gemara again, and let's look at Tosfos, okay? Who's reading? Oh, 1 second. Joel.
Yeah,
it's your... Okay, good. See, I remembered. Look at me. It's all about me. Menachos, yeah. Lam and Vav. Let's review the Gemara again. Let's make sure we have all the facts clear, okay? Gemara says, Tana.
Tana, it said in the writer, when he places...
Correct. So, right. So, I understand what shehu meniach.
Right. I understand that when he places them, it's yad first. And then the Rosh, because it says,
right, Bahadar, and afterwards. Okay, and there's no reason to ask a question on that, okay, Oren? Don't ask the question of, should we always rely on the order of the Torah? The fact is, the Torah goes in a certain order, and let's take that as an axiom. I don't want someone to say, does it have to be that way? All right, yeah, the Torah lays out a clear order. Ukshatem Lo'Sedacha comes first, and then Ba'yuzel Tafos. That's an axiom, okay? I don't want to hear a question of, insofar as placing it on, why should we abide by that order? It's clear from the Torah, in order for that reason, and that order in the Pasuk. Here's what the problem is, though. What about the other way? Okay, so I didn't mean you, I meant an Oren. You know what I mean? That's an Oren question. Okay. What's the other way?
You know, and where do we know this? Amar Rabba, Rav Huna.
Asperly.
Oh, no, great. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Rav Huna Asperly. So, Rav Huna...
Explain to me. Give me a svar.
Right? Amar Krav, the Torah says, Vayotro Benecha, right? Vayotro Benecha, Kozman, Shevein Enecha, Yehushai. So, at all times, the Shorosh meets two together. So, like, you need the Shoyad when you're wearing the Shorosh.
Right. Okay, now... The problem with that is that, again, just be as precise as possible. That's not teaching you like an intrinsic idea in order, right? Ukshatem lo tzedecha, and then va'yutzot tefos is telling you an order, one and then two. This is just saying that there's some sort of idea of shekolzman bein einecha yushtayim. So because of that, what has to take place then? The Rosh comes out first. Again, it's not. I want to make that point clear. It's not saying that. The second way of learning is not teaching you intrinsically in order. It's just saying the byproduct of having to have shtayim is that the Rosh would have to come out first. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, okay.
It's not a separate halacha of why it has to come off. Like, once you answer why the show...
In other words, Rav Huna's not telling you any... He's not giving you like a powerful reason why the order has to be that way. The first way of learning is telling you this is the order. Second way of learning is not giving you like a real idea of order... But then the problem is, what kind of reason is this? Does this reason make sense? Does it have to be that way? Does?
No, he's saying it because it makes sense. Because the Shadat always has to, therefore you...
Well, 1 second, but what's that idea of saying it has to have... That's not an axiom. What's the idea of saying it has to have two?
So your question is, where is he getting that from?
Yeah, there is a point in what David's saying that's important. He is using the same pasuk, right, to derive the order of removing. Except that he's not showing you that, it's not, again, he's not showing you that's order. What should the Torah have said? And then the Torah should have said, right? And then, Kasher Cholzim, right? I guess, right, something like that, right? Okay, so we'll work that out. Work that out. That's a fabulous question, okay? That's beautiful. I agree. That, to me, is the best question. Because at the end of the day, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. No, Avi's right. What Avi's saying is, at the end of the day, what's the chiyuv of tefillin? As Liz, we've been saying this all along. What's the obligation of tefillin? Oh, but that's the fancy way of putting it. Adorned, right? Okay, so once I'm adorned, right? So who the cares how I take it off? What should it matter? It should make no difference. See, the point is, what you're saying is strengthening Rav Huna. It's saying, like, why does Rav Huna have to, why do I have to come up with a reason? Who cares? Who cares how you take it off? It should be irrelevant. Once I have it on, now I'm adorned. So what's the difference how I take it off? It's just it's like so unimportant. Honestly. Rashi.
Yeah, on Rashi's
Hamamuna.
Oh, title.
Yes, that's the name of the parak. Good.
We can explain.
By the case of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Stop. So before now, I assume you don't even need to think of that many examples. What's the principle? Again, this is another axiom. Well, I'm not interested in what the problem is of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Okay, it's a problem. Well, give me an example other than tefillin of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. What does it mean Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos? I know what it means in English. Give me an example in halacha. Situation of I have multiple mitzvos, right? So, and let's say I'm equally hot. Let's say again, create a hypothetical, okay? All of a sudden, what drops you in your lap at the same time are six mitzvos that you're equally chayav in, right? Okay, at the same time. Now the question is, and you have in front of you stacked in an order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and your hand can reach all of them, right? You don't pass over the first one to start the second one, okay? Meaning that you take the opportunity to perform the mitzvah that first comes your way. Okay, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos, okay? Doesn't come up that often, but the point is, when you have equal, and there's an equal obligation, right? And you have equal opportunity to perform said mitzvah, you don't pass over one to get to two, okay? Which you guys all know this, by the way. You know this because of your halacha l'maisa today about filling in the bag. That's the old filling bag issue, right? Why it goes in a certain order in the bag, which I was about to say, right? Ever know? What? Yeah, exactly. I know. So you should have known that. That's why we're so uptight about that. Okay? All right, so what does he say? Tosso says, I understand. I know. All right, so what's his question? So Shmamina, what? Right? Avure dara atotafos asur when kishapogea. Keep going. The Javier.
When you touch the tefillin shel yad first, it's aser. Oh, it's aser. La havir la neach sharosh. Right. It's aser to pass over.
Right. You're right. Over the yad to get to the rosh.
Right. Okay. Fine.
Meaning what? Meaning it's very simple. Again, what he's saying is that when Rashi learns the Gemara in Yuma, what he's saying is, I'm going to put it very carefully. Why do you have to go? What's the order you put tefillin on in?
Yad then Rosh.
Rashi learns it from because if not, yes, because if not, then you'd be Imavir Nala Mitzvos. There's Rashi's learning in Gemara and Yuma. What's the problem? The problem is, why'd I have to go in the order of Yad and then Rosh? Because it'd be Imavir Nala Mitzvos. Does it?
How?
So Zev's making a good point. Zev's saying, that doesn't make any sense. How is it Imavir Nala Mitzvos without knowing there's an order? So what they bring down, if you would have prepared, you would have understood that what's the answer? The answer is it's not that Rashi ignores the pasuk. He doesn't ignore the pasuk. It just says the primary thing is Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Oh, that's Tosfos' question. That's what's bothering Tosfos. Rashi's going to learn out. He can't ignore this Gemara Menachos. This Gemara says Ukshratem Losal Idecha. He can't ignore that. It's just what he's saying is that I don't learn out the order, like this intrinsic idea of order. There's a principle called Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos, right? Okay, but you need to have some type of order in place to know which one I'd be passing over to get the other one. That's what the Gemara Menachos tells us. Mishu Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Why is that the problem? Why is the problem Ein Mavir? That's not the problem. Tipukle, you should say. Mitzvaso. So what the heck is Rashi learning out from a secondary reason? What he should say is, I'll tell you the reason why you go in that order, because you know why? Torah says so. It says, Ushanem los yadecha, that's first, and then, right. And so Rashi's question on, Tosa's question on Rashi is almost like saying, the simpler reason to learn is this. Don't go learning Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos, and then you have to figure out how to jam the Gemara Menachos in. Learn the primary reason, which is... But of course, now, this is again, this is not Svara, but methodology. Now, but Tosos has to answer a question. What is Tosos going to do now with the Gemara in Yuma? Because it does say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos, so what does he say? Bishah. Now say it with emphasis. Sheh... Cholates tefillin. You had to learn that. You got to learn that tone. Shecholetz tefillin, meaning stop talking about when you put your tefillin on. Ah, that's a ma'virin. Umeinicha metik, and you put it inside your little baggie, right? Right. So that what? Shelo yavir osan shel yad, right? And then put that in first. V'achrach shel rosh lamala. Why? Because if you did that, what's going to happen? Right, in a vertical bag, what's going to happen if I put my yad in first? The next day, now I'm going to have a big problem, because what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to go past the mitzvah of rosh to get to yad. Joel, so I'll finish those.
So we said,
Dim came. Tchila. He'd have to touch the rosh first. V'hayat sarech. Right. V'achach she rosh. Right.
So meaning you have to. We said that. You have to take the
shell
rosh out first.
No, what's the problem? The problem is, if I put... do we need the board? Is it board?
Maybe.
Okay. If I put my yad in first, the rosh is going to be on top. What am I going to have to do now to go in the right order putting my tefillin on?
Take out the shell rosh and then take the shell yad.
But let me ask you a question.
You just dump it out.
That's a good question. Yeah. Okay, good. So, right. So one problem is that... Agreed. How does Tosos read Rav Huna? Right? Rav Huna doesn't seem to be saying that. But let me see a better... There's another question. Again, what's the prohibition of Eim Avir Nala Mitzvos? What's the prohibition? Right. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Let's say my Tfilin Shel Rosh is on top of my Yad, right? Why is that Eim Avir Nala Mitzvos?
That's what I was saying. There's two ways to think about it.
So Kinnarik's picking up on my problem. But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If you're telling, it's a simple question. If you're telling me there's an order to put tefillin on A then B, right? Okay. And then if the bag has it set up, B is on top of A. So why is it A ma'avir na mitzvos? Is that if I pass over B to get to A, if the order all along can only be A to B? If you don't understand mathematics, I apologize. So. Good. So you're going to have to say, I think Yoshua is making the first step we're going to have to say, without explaining anything too much yet. Yoshua's right. You're going to be stuck, because if you're telling me the Torah is teaching us an intrinsic order, meaning the only way to put on tefillin is from A to B, then this can't be a problem of your non-mitzvos. Because the mitzvah is set up and only it's a unidirectional mitzvah. So I'm not passing over a mitzvah, but the problem though is that, but there has to be something to what the Torah is saying. In other words, you're right. I agree with you. Okay. So our job is going to have to be explained. Hold on, well, I'll get your question. We're going to have to explain the following. Number one, what's the machlokas? And also, but more also, what's Rav Huna's point? Yoshua is right about another point also. What is Tosfos, really with Tosfos, what does he do with Rav Huna? Right? I think it fits in what we've been saying all along. No. What does Tosfos do with Rav Huna? How did he explain Rav Huna's idea of...
It's kind of just like the
pressure
of like what's...
The nafkamina, okay, the practical violation nafkamina is as follows. If I put on my tefillin shel rosh first, okay, according to Rashi, I'm violating the generic isser of emavir nal mitzvos. According to Tosfos, I'm undermining some. Well, I won't say it's an isser deraisa, but you are violating some sort of Torah ideal, okay, but not emavir nal mitzvos. Because that's the difference between the two. According to Rashi, what's the prohibition? Emavir nal mitzvos. Hold on, and according to Tosfos, it's what?
A Torah ideal. What does that mean?
I can't. If I start saying more, I'm going to give away what I want to say. But there's something you're violating here. Okay.
Wait.
We have Ukshartam lo sayidecha. Torah teaches you the order. And then he dips back into the pasuk, double dipping, and says what? The hayu l'totafos is telling you that kolzman shebeni necha yushtayim. Right? So what is that telling us? No, that's factually. I want to know conceptually. What's going on over here? What's going on? That's correct. You're talking. Okay? Before we get to what you're saying by the relationship of the two, it's very simple, okay? In other words, what's the concern that Rav Huna is addressing? Okay? He's not really addressing I gave it away in the question. He's not addressing the concern of the order to take off your tefillin. Rather, what's he addressing?
you have this tefillin shorosh on it, you have to have the shoyan.
Which means his focus is on, in other words,
the reason for that, that you don't have to worry about milchitz because
we said before. In other words, like going back to Yeshua's hint to Tosfos saying the Rosh Hazikar, meaning as long as my Rosh and Yad are on, what can I say about myself? Okay, good. So he's trying to maintain, the objective here is to maintain the state of wearing tefillin properly, right? In order to maintain your state of wearing tefillin properly, what must you have on? Rosh and Yad, okay? Good. That's step one. So
Why not Yad and Rosh?
Oh, because...
Why not the other order?
Okay, good. Now, one step. Okay, now what's the next step to take? Okay? Now let's dip into Rashi and Tosfos for a second. Okay, what's the next step to take? Let's take Tosfos first, okay? What would Tosfos say? It's a central issue, okay? It's very easy. So, if you told me that the completion of putting my Rosh on now means I'm what... Because you guys all want to say that what happens? The Yad generates a Chi of Rosh. That's beautiful. But let me ask you a question. Once I put my Rosh on, what have I now done? I'm adorned. I'm adorned in tefillin, right? Okay, good. But what's Tosos saying? What Tosos is saying, no. He's saying it's not true. He's saying you got to modify that. Remember, I told you guys all along, we're building like it's a puzzle, right? We're building off what we said last time. Tosos says, when I put on my tefillin Rosh after my Yad, I'm now adorned in tefillin. Okay? He's got to add one more modification of what he said. What's he saying here?
The state of being not to be adorned.
It's not a one-time thing.
The Rosh has to be the thing that adorns
you. What, say it again?
The Rosh has to be the thing that adorns
you. More than that. You guys are saying it. It's an easy trap. Everyone falls for the same trap here. In other words, it's not that the Yad produces... In other words, when I put on the Yad, now the Chi of Rosh emerges, right? That's what you would think, right? And then once I put my Rosh on, now what? I'm adorned. Right. But what if we say that the relationship of one being Mechai of the other is extant throughout the process of me being adorned in tefillin? Now, I understand, but for now what Tosos has to be saying is that... Right, but that means the relationship of Yad to Rosh, meaning... Yad generating obligation of Rosh, right, is always there. Even when I'm wearing tefillin. It's like...
No.
Proving my point. That's why he has to come up with that. He has to come up with that for that reason.
It's crazy.
According to Tosfos, Ushakalos is setting up an intrinsic order of Yad to Rosh. That's clear. It's telling you there's only one way to find tefillin. Yad to Rosh, right? Okay. Now, just like Uri's saying, Uri... Beautiful. When this battery's in there and the circuit's closing, it's right. It's not that the circuit is closed now. It's that now what? I am now, the electricity is flowing. Now I'm defined as, I'm constantly being defined as a dwarf code.
What's
the constant thing.
Why is the battery out different than opening a circuit?
No, I can't believe we're missing this point. Tosfos has Rav Huna and the Gemara and Yuma. What's the reason why I have to go in the order of Rosh to Yad? Why?
According to who?
Tosfos. Okay. Really, what's the reason why?
Yeah,
why? No, what's the real reason why? Eimav here in our mitzvos. That's why. It's only because for the next day, I don't want to set up a problem. Yes. But he learns from Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna's telling you is that he's like buttressing the idea of Eimav here in our mitzvos. You understand? But Tosfos is not learning the essential ideas from Rav Huna. Tosfos is learning the promise of Eimav here in our mitzvos, which is proving the point. The whole idea is there's an intrinsic order of Yad to Rosh. The only reason why I have to take off Rosh first and Yad is only one reason. Because the next day I may violate the proper order.
That's what Tosfos is
saying. What? Rashi's telling us what? What's he saying? Right, he's saying the essential problem is Eim Avir Nam Mitzvos, right? So then what does he do, Luke Shatem Lo Tzaydecha, from the Gemara Menachos?
That's just how you wear the order.
Okay, good. So Rashi's going to have to say that, what do you call that, ultimately, that there's no, really the truth is, it could have been Rosh first, or Yad first. And what the Torah is doing is, the Torah is superimposing the order onto it. Meaning, what Rashi's saying is that there's Yad and Rosh, right? And the Torah comes along, it's not saying there's an intrinsic idea of order. It's not that it has to be Yad and Rosh, but it has to tell you some direction, some order going, so it superimposes an order onto it. There's a difference between saying that the mitzvah is built this way versus saying that I have Yad and Rosh, and the Torah comes along and just tells you, oh, by the way, go in this direction. Right, fits the direction. So that's what he does with the pasuk.
Kind of
you're right.
That don't make a lot of sense.
It is, you're right. It's not, no, one second. I don't think you're using the word arbitrary correctly because only two possibilities. Arbitrary is more like I've got a million possibilities.
Yeah.
Okay. Only two directions you can go in.
Well, fine, but then it's not based on anything.
No, we never.
What do you mean?
Why choose that direction?
God likes it that way.
No, no, no. The svara is that what's the nature of the order of God's approach? That's the my focus. Everything else emerges from that. Yeah.
According to Tosafot.